Aloha, thank you for listening to Healing with Aloha podcast. I'm Desen Hakias. Please follow us on Instagram at Healing with Aloha and also on TikTok, Healing with Aloha. And back to our episode.
Aloha, I'm Desen Hakias. I'm the host of Healing with Aloha podcast located on the island of Kauai. On this podcast, we bring hope and healing globally. We talk about healing, we talk about grief, we talk about mental health, and we talk about living your life with passion. Today, I have the honor and privilege of having Pua Aveoru. She is a single mom of two boys. She currently lives on Oahu, raised her boys on Kauai. She's been a performer, Polynesian dancer her whole life, a choreographer of Luau Kalamaku on Kauai. She's been raised by her father, who taught her everything she knows. And she's currently working in the movie industry, and it's been 4 years now. And so without further ado, guys, this is Pua. Hi, Pua.
Hi.
I'm so grateful to have you. You know, I've been following your journey in the movie industry, and it's so exciting. And like we were talking earlier, there's only a handful of women that are in the industry. Can you tell people a little bit about, you know, what made you take the leap to try something totally different than what you've been doing your whole life as a performer?
About 4 years ago when I was in Kauai, and they were casting for this big feature film, big actors on it, like Dwayne Johnson. And I was not really up for it at first, but a lot of my friends were like, you should submit yourself. You know, they're looking for this type of female, this type of look. So for about like a couple of weeks, I didn't do anything about it. Then after a while, I was like, okay, you know, what's the worst that can happen? You know, if I get a no, but oh well, you know. So I went and submitted, like, you know, my personal infos and a couple pictures of myself. And like the end of the day, they called me back and they said that they wanted to, you know, see me. They wanted to cast me. So I went ahead and did the whole, you know, audition kind of thing. And I guess what really turn on the light switch in my head was when I was on set that first weekend. I was they were filming a scene with the male, but as the female, we were like in the back, and I was just watching from afar how the whole production was going. And it's almost like, you know, and it's pretty much like being a choreographer. It's pretty much how it is. Everybody is in at their place, you know, everybody's place at their part and play their parts on the set for that specific scene.
Yeah.
and then just like the choreographer, when the director calls action, and then that's when everybody do what they're supposed to do. And it's just like dancing, you know, it's like, it's literally like watching a performance.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this is another side of the entertainment industry that I definitely want to be part of, that I want to try and I want to really grow into. That's what happened on that day. And that's what made me, you know, pursue that career. Yeah, that path.
You know, tell everybody which movie you ended up being on, your first movie.
My first movie was Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, and you know, it was so encouraging when they showed Dwayne Johnson, one of my favorite actors. I remember because you're on the trailer.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, I know her. Because, you know, you don't know right until the actual thing. It's like, I know her. Oh my gosh, that is so awesome.
Yeah.
and then to see you transform over and to become a stunt woman.
Yeah, that's another big thing. because I felt that, I mean, acting is definitely not easy. You know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot. But, you know, if you're really passionate about something, you know, you should keep going, you know, there's always going to be ups and downs for sure. But, you know, the main goal is to, you know, is to keep thriving, you know, keep doing what you love. And then because you end up by not working after a while, you know, if you do what you love, you're not working anymore. You know,
yeah,
you just play. Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah. And you definitely play because I like we're talking about, you know, on your social media, you share clips and you're playing, but I'm like, man, you're taking big risk at your playtime. But like you said, you prepare, right?
So, yeah.
The scene I'm talking about is the one with the truck.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's I was a stunt double for this actress. The series is on Amazon. Is it on Amazon? Yeah, Amazon Prime. It's I know what she did last summer. So yeah, that stunt my body definitely took a toll on it because it was hard. It was really tough. You know, it was hard. I was in a lot of pain, you know, the next day. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, I can't believe she did that. You know what I mean? But like we said, there's a lot of stuff you do. That you can't show, you know, behind the scenes with all the movies and the shows that you're on and whatnot. How do you prepare yourself, like, mentally? Because I've been on two movie sets, and the Disney Jungle Cruise, I got to see stuntmen, like, fall downstairs. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But, like, how do you prepare yourself, like, mentally before, you know, leading up into the day?
I guess for me, I what I do is I go over the script a lot, you know, so I'm familiar with the story, and I try to embody, you know, the character I'm gonna double if I'm her stunt double, you know, I'm trying to embody it. So that's the mental. Preparation is definitely the most important than the physical part.
Hmm.
That's the most challenging one. And that's the most critical one that you have to. Yeah, the mental preparation is number one for sure. When you're on set, you always gotta be prepared because there's always you know, things that never happen the way you want them to happen. It never, never, never happens that way. Yeah. The choreography, or, you know, the camera died, or, you know, you know, the director's late, or, you know, there's always something happening. Yeah. So you always have to be prepared for the unexpected, and which sometimes requires to wait for a long time. But once you have to go, once they call you, okay, you're on, then you gotta be ready right down the spot. You have to be ready to switch, like when they call, they want you to do something, to switch to something different. You have to be able to execute it right away.
To be
very
able
challenging.
To
mentally, not necessarily physically, but mentally it is.
Yeah, because maybe the idea of what they wanted and you know, it didn't look the way they wanted. So they have to, like, modify.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, okay, that angle is not going to fly. Do it again, but we're going to go this way now.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, like, it's kind of like life, though, right? You know, you
make
plans with life, and then stuff happens, and then you got to, like, switch it.
Absolutely, exactly, and you have to be ready. Like, oh crap, you know, I gotta turn around and go get this now. You know, so, yeah, it's just like life. Yeah, always be ready. Yeah.
Well, and you know,
but
and
don't panic.
It's gonna be okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be okay.
Well, no, okay, so like on top of the fact that you're doing this, you're also a mom. I mean, the boys are older now. They're in their 20s. You know, what is the thing that you've learned, you know, like between balancing that and then, you know, they're in a different stage in life. What is the one thing that you want to share with moms that you've learned about yourself and, you know, what they can like share with their kids about, you know, following your dreams and, you know, just being your own person?
Yeah, pretty much. Just be authentic. You know, be yourself. You know, there's no shortcut to it. You know, and I mean, we're not. Every kid is different. So even though you come from big families and you help raise your brother or sister, and then eventually you have your own kids, it's never the same. You know, it's not the same. And you just gotta. You know, just gotta take it as the day comes, pretty much. You know, and it's okay because nobody's perfect. People are gonna judge you no matter what. People are gonna judge you no matter what. But you know, it's at the end of the day, you know, you only gotta answer to your children, you know, to your family at the end of the day. So nobody else can, you know, you gotta cut that negativity and just be grateful that, you know, you have that day, you know, to spend with them. And the next day you wake up and you have another day again. Yeah.
Yeah, like just really like love them, you know, and everybody has their own style of what they feel is love. You know what I mean? Like one kid, they like to just hang out with you, and then the other kid is like just talk to him and then he cool, you know?
He's a Kids are amazing. Kids are literally your best teachers.
Yeah. I tell people like I learn more from my son than he learns from me, I swear, because they're constantly transforming and they're constantly learning, you know. And for us it's like okay, especially like with technology and stuff like that, it's like okay, this is so not, you know.
And even as parent or adults, you know, we because we're adults already, it doesn't mean we know everything. No, we're always learning. We're still learning, you know.
Yeah,
Every
no, I
day.
agree. Like before, I don't know about you, but growing up, you know how you ask your parents, right? Like, oh, do you know this and this, right? Like telling your child, like, honestly, I don't know. You gotta Google it or something. Like, I wish I knew, but I don't know. Because sometimes I feel like growing up, some parents, they don't say they don't know. I don't know what. Maybe they weren't told they could say, but now I'm like, I don't know. You have a better chance of finding out more than me. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that one. So I wanted to ask you, one of the things outside of you being an actress, a stunt woman and whatnot, you do com your own like for fun, you do comedy through like TikTok
Yeah, this kind
and
of stuff
Reels.
I do.
Yeah. What inspired you to do? Because you do like the most random stuff, like cracks me up. Like, can you share with everybody what inspires you to do what you do? Because you do some funny ones.
I guess because, you know, I'm pretty funny. I'm not always just I'm not just a serious, quiet type. I mean, I don't know. I think for some people, they see me like a more like a quiet person, but I'm, you know, once you get to know me, I'm pretty Lolo, you know. I'm pretty quiet.
I'm off the wall, trust me. Don't let me
Yeah,
fool
I'm
you.
off the wall. I do some stuff sometimes, you know, but nothing like too, you know, nothing harmful, you know. It's just for fun. It's just a way. It helps me, I guess, laugh also, you know. Get a good kick, you know, out of myself.
So I'm probably gonna share with everybody that one clip that you know the one you opened the door and then you flew. So right, you know what you're talking about, the Shrek one? Is it the Shrek one?
The one I flew, the door open and then I flew on the bed.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like humor, to me, humor has been like valuable in healing and just life, you know, because there are just certain things you just can't fix or can't change.
True, 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 absolutely. Like also certain things, takes time, I mean, everybody's different. Everybody's on their own path, and we all heal differently,
Yes.
So I'm more of a, if I get hurt, I'm more like I take care of myself. I'm more, I don't like somebody take care of myself. I take care of myself.
Yeah.
And that's so I do things to heal myself. I do things like that,
Comedy. Yeah.
I
No, I
yeah.
mean, I know, like sometimes people don't understand, like humor goes a long way, you
Yeah.
know? 'Cause you know how like they have that phrase, like it is what it is.
Yeah,
It
yeah.
is
But
like
yeah, it's for healing, humor for me has it definitely helps me, every day for sure, and I'm so it's a definitely a tool that everybody should have, or if they don't, then should look into it. It's because happy people are just, they all they want to do is just be happy and share happy,
and
and
enjoy
that's pretty much
life.
it.
Yep.
Enjoy, yeah, pretty much, yeah. Be
Yeah, and then
happy and share.
yeah, and just be able to, you know, not let the things that we have to, like as an adult, like we have to deal with, you know what I mean, in life, weigh us down. Like we acknowledge it, but okay, let's keep going. Let's keep it rolling forward. You
Yeah.
know what I mean?
You can, like we all, it's at the end of the day, it's really about what you really want for, for your life. It's we have in life we have good and bad, so you really gotta choose. We are so grateful, so lucky that we can make choices in our life. That's a free thing that we have, and but we should not take our lives definitely for granted. So, we should choose wisely if we want to, to enjoy this time where that we have right now, then we should definitely choose wisely and make the best of it.
Yeah, and
For
you
our
know,
own well-being.
yeah, and so like sometimes, and we were talking about this earlier, it's like sometimes the decisions that we make, people won't understand and they won't always agree with. But at the end of the day, we gotta feel solid about what decisions we're making. You know what I mean? Because people pleasing and wanting to make other people happy, it limits you.
True, true. Yeah, at the end of the day, you have to really like live yourself, live your life for you, not for others, It's literally because you the one who wakes yourself up in the morning. You're the one who puts yourself to sleep at night, So yeah, you really gotta really come to understanding with that, your true self, yeah. Who you are, what you want, and yeah, go for what you deserve and go for what you, yeah, what you want, for yourself.
Yeah, and I mean, do you think that like you understood that, but do you feel like putting yourself in a, like 'cause now you're on another Hawaiian island, you're on Oahu, you know, and it's two different worlds, like night and day, right? Do you feel like when you started surrounding yourself with people who had similar interests with you and they understood your dreams and your goals, that you felt like that helped you? You know what I mean? Because they understood the sacrifice, they understood the hustle, they understood like taking care of yourself and when to protect your energy, and you know, like there's certain things you don't have to do, you know, and there's certain things, yeah, go for it. Do you feel like that played a role also in you being able to be where you're at? You know what I mean? Like, as
Definitely. People have a huge influence in my life. Yeah, either good or bad. So I definitely learn also a lot from people around me. You know, I do. You know, like, you know, I'm always learning about myself every day. There's always something I'm learning about myself that I didn't know a month ago. That I, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is what I like. This is what I prefer today. You know what I mean? So people definitely have, you know, have impacted my life in many, many ways that I you know, I take it, I look into it, I look at it as definitely lessons, and you know, they taught me a lot as well, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, especially I know, like, in the beginning phases when you're training, like, talk mm-hmm. about pushing your limits mentally and physically.
Yeah. It's really about, you know, like, focus, you know. It's really about what you really, if it's really finding that fire, I guess, that like, what is it that you want? And it's okay that if you're not gonna get it when you want it, just knowing that it's there, mm-hmm. just keep going after it. You know, it's there, you know, it's definitely there. Just go after it. Just go after it. That's what you really want. Just go after it. And if you keep any, obviously there's going to be obstacles, you know, you're going to fail, you know, you're going to miss a step. You're going to have to step back 5 times, but you know, it's okay. You know, you just got to get up and keep on going for what you really want. Yeah. It's not easy. It's not easy. Mentally is the most challenging part for sure. But if that's what you want, you got to keep that up front, you know, in your head, you got to keep that in the front of it and just keep going after it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, it's a lot of patience with yourself. Like you said, mm-hmm. Things not going to go, like, you know, you have these dreams and you have these goals and whatnot, but it takes time. It's not gonna just, like, just because you're sold out, you're like, this is what I want to do, blah, blah, blah. It's not like the first year it's gonna work out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And some people who are in your life, they're not supportive, but that doesn't mean you're not able to accomplish those dreams. It's just maybe the people, yeah. the directors, or, you know, whoever's in your life at the time may not be the ones that are gonna mentor you and, you know, support you in what you're about.
Exactly. It's okay, you know. There's always a way to get, you know, to accomplish, you know, to succeed. There's always a way, always, and never, you know, there's no shortcut to it. Just, you know, that's one thing you gotta know. There's no shortcut to it. You just gotta keep going for it. No matter how many times, you know, you fall, you know, just get back up, you know, just do it. Then no matter how many hoops you gotta jump, just do it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. Especially if you're like the first, you know, person to do something that you're about to do. You know, you're basically trailblazing. You know, you're starting something new. So there's nothing, no reference point.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I feel like that's kind of like what you've been doing. You know what I mean? Like, you're trying to create something that is like, okay, there's nobody like me. And so, you know, you trying to be creative in, like, finding your, you know, like, how do you go about, like, in the movie industry? How do you get yourself to move in the direction you want to, but knowing you might have to sidestep and take other, you know, angles to keep going that way.
Yeah, for sure. And everybody, yeah, I think that's the key. You know, no matter what, you know, what your goals are in life, it's definitely that focus on that goal. No matter how many, you know, bad talks are gonna come after you, or people are gonna leave your life because of, you know, they don't like how things are going for you. Whatever it is, you know, the downs of life, you know. But if you got one thing that you really focused on, that you really want to pursue, you just go after it, because you only have this life right here. That's all we got. Yeah.
And that's great advice. Like, yeah, you only have one life, and don't even like let the people who aren't understanding and supportive of you discourage you from what was meant for you.
Yeah, exactly. And because all of that, you know, you want to make this life that you have right now, you know, the best of it, or, you know, at least try, you know, try to make the best of it. And because, you know, once you pass, once you go in the, you know, the afterlife, you know, you can take all that with you, you know, all that, it's going to stay right here, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different life, you know, the afterlife's completely different. So, yeah. You don't have all these fun things, you know, on the other side. Yeah,
this is like, it's like, it seems forever, but like, it's really like, the time is going to be like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very short. Absolutely. Yeah.
Is there any advice that you wanted to give, women who are pursuing the movie industry, you know, especially like the Islanders, you know, because sometimes we can look and see, okay, this is who's in the industry, right? And then we don't see ourselves. Do you have any advice for other women, you know, or young girls coming up that you've learned in the 4 years that you would want them to know?
You know, because you're from the island, or because you're a woman from the island, a female from the island, it doesn't mean that, you know, you're limited in this world. There's definitely challenges. I go through that a lot, you know, every day. But don't, it can be intimidating at times, for sure. It can be intimidating at times, but just don't know who you really are, what you're capable of, and that those are your best tool for, you know, to move forward and to live the life that you deserve and that you dream of, for sure. Know who you are, know what you deserve, and go for it. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, definitely know who you are and know what you deserve. Because sometimes, like, doing what you're doing, it's totally not what most parents would dream for a girl. You know, and you're like, what? You're going to go to this industry, and you're going to what? You're going to jump off of buildings, and you're going to, you know?
Yeah. I even my kids, you know, they look at me, and they're like, Mom, what did you do? And I'm like, oh, I did this. And they're like, what? Yeah, they're like, you did what? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, no, you didn't. And I go, I did. And they're like, okay. And then they just look at me like, and like, wait. Like... Yeah, they still, you know, like, looking at me like funny. But, you know, I don't really talk too much about my work with my kids, because I want them to just, you know, continue to see me as mom.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know about you, but sometimes the things that we celebrate and we think is cool, they're like, and like,
I'm just mom, you know, that's it.
I know. Sometimes I try to share my wins with my son, and he's like,
yeah. it's funny though. You know? Kids are awesome. Kids are the best. they're the only ones who know you for really who you are, and that's awesome.
At the end of the day, the boys are like, "I love you. Can you cook for me, Mom? I'm hungry."
Yeah, exactly. So, Mom, what time we eat? What time is dinner? Yeah.
Well, you have a break because they're on different islands right now. But when they're with you, I'm sure it's automatic to ask you.
Oh, Mom. Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, just like, you're still kids and I'm still mom. Yeah. That will not change.
They're like, Mom, no matter what status you get to, you're mom, okay? So just remember. So Pua, thank you so much for your time and just sharing about, you know, how it's important for us to know who we are and to be able to go after what we what's important to us and what we value, and to not worry about what people think about us. What is the best way for people to connect with you? Is it mostly Instagram, or I know you're on TikTok and Instagram, but what is the best way for people to, you know, follow you?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. I haven't been on TikTok for that much lately, but I guess for friends and all that, mostly Instagram, Facebook. I like it because I can talk to my family, you know, back in Tahiti. So that's why I have Facebook, but
mostly Instagram
works. Yeah, Instagram works.
Well, guys, you know, definitely keep in touch, follow Pua's journey. You know, sometimes, guys, you're going to choose a dream, a goal, a career that is like totally left field from what everybody in your family, friends know of, but doesn't mean it's going to work. It's just, you're just going to have to trailblaze and figure out as you go, you know? And so thank you so much, Pua, for being my guest. And I look forward to continuously following your journey. Yeah. So guys, thank you so much for joining us, and have a great day, and a hui ho.
Aloha.